Welcome to Funding Unraveled, a podcast by Catapult Learning, exploring the different layers of federal funding. My name is Warren Dillon, and I am the Director of School Partnerships at Catapult Learning, an education service provider with more than 40 years of experience providing state and federal education services to private school students. Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of our series on federal education program funding for private schools. Today, we're taking a look at the Title IIA program of the Every Student Succeeds Act. This funding source provides professional development services for education personnel in private schools. I'm joined today by my colleague, Ella McGahey, Director of Operations for Catapult Learning. She's going to walk us through the Title IIA program for professional development services and explain how to access these benefits on behalf of private school students. Welcome, Ellen. And thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Warren, for having me. Under ESSA, programs that require equitable participation for private school students start the planning process through consultation. And we talked about consultation during our first session. While consultation requirements under ESSA apply to all of the title programs which provide equitable participation, I'll spend today describing the process as it relates to Title IIA and professional development. Consultation consists of meetings between appropriate public and private school officials, and they come together to discuss the needs of the private school students and how best to meet those needs using professional development services, which are provided to their teachers, principals, and other educational personnel. The amount of funding available and how that funding number was determined is also a key part of that consultation process. Keep in mind that for Title IIA and all equitable participation programs with the exception of Title I, the location of the private school is what determines the public school district who is responsible for conducting timely and meaningful consultation and providing those agreed upon services. Funding for Title IIA is based on the total number of children that attend that private school, not just Title I students like we discussed before. The consultation process starts before the public school district can make any plans for professional development services and should be an ongoing process, just like we discussed for Title I. While the program under federal law does belong technically to the public school district, they retain fiscal responsibility and program control, the substance of the program and the needs of those students is what is discussed during that timely and meaningful consultation. In addition, I think it's important to note that while the public school district has the final say in those discussions and decisions, everyone must be given a genuine opportunity to express their views and have their views seriously considered during that consultation process. In fact, the goal of the consultation process is for both public and private officials to reach agreement on all aspects of the decision making.
Okay, that's a great explanation of how public and private schools administrators work together to come up with a Title IIA plan. So let's talk about what types of services administrators can choose for their schools.
Absolutely, Warren. That's a great question. The content of the professional development that is selected for the school has to be based on the needs of the students, not the individual needs of the teachers or the overall need of the private school. The goal of Title IIA PD should be to improve the teaching and learning in the classroom. Activities can include PD for differentiating performance, for example, using evaluation results effectively, integrating technology, developing programs for students with special needs, creating gifted and talented education programs, supporting libraries, carrying out STEM activities. And these are just a few of the great ideas for using Title IIA funding.
Okay, so we know there's some similarities between Title I and Title II, and there are definitely some differences that we've talked about. Can you maybe highlight a few of the pitfalls our listeners might encounter as they begin to work with their LEAs?
Absolutely. So sometimes public school districts may want private school representatives to accept the professional development that the district is doing itself. So the district may have initiatives that they're using in their public schools. While there may be sometimes that does meet the need of the private school, it's not always the case. And so the key to an effective program is best meeting the particular needs of the students who ultimately benefit from that PD program, because clearly the goal of professional development is to ensure that we're moving the needle for students academically. And so some ways to respond to a district during that consultation process that's only offering their own PD options could be statements such as, although the district has some interesting programs, I don't believe that they'll best meet the needs of my students. Or, the presenter that we're requesting brings a unique perspective to the topic, and I don't believe that substituting another speaker with different content and background meets our student needs in the same way. And another option could be that the third party's offering for PD is something that meets our students' needs in a comprehensive way, and that is why we're making this request. One thing to note is that it's really persuasive, just like we ask students to show us the evidence, go back to the text. It's really important when we're meeting in consultation to bring data with you. So if you can, with your teachers, work to develop a draft of a PD plan that you know will meet the needs of your students and bring goals and means to reach those goals, that can be a starting point for consultation during Title IIA service discussions. If we can give that kind of evidence, it really goes to impact that conversation a little bit differently.
Well, thanks so much, Ellen, for joining the podcast today. It certainly gives our listeners a lot to work with in regards to equitable services for Title IIA programs.
Absolutely.
So everyone, if you would like additional information or if you need some support in pulling together all that documentation and understanding the next steps for your specific school, please reach out and call me at 214-784-3557. Thanks again for joining us.